news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:05, FM Talk 106.5. Unsettled weather. It's a nice way to say severe weather for tomorrow. In Dr. Bill's forecast, right now a warm 69 degrees at the FM Talk 106.5 studios, and they'll continue to get warmer and stickier for the next day or so. Dr. Bill's full forecast coming up at 7:35, plus a weekend weather scale. We'll get an update from Dr. Bill in just 1 minute. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department on the scene of an accident eastbound airport near Providence Hospital. A few other minor fender benders we've had to be cleared up. It's a good ride across the Bayway, the Causeway. Daphne, Spanish Fort, checking in accident-free and no problems for Pritchard, Chickasaw, to Saraland. The service will be in at 754 Government Street in downtown Mobile. Has a perfect gift for that unique someone, from the independent art to books and clothing and the oddity items. See them at serpentsobienville.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers with temperatures in the lower 70s. Tonight, showers and a few thunderstorms and windy with lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms and windy. A few of the thunderstorms may become severe with temperatures in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
The Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
7:07, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Dr. Bill Williams, our staff meteorologist. Kane keeps us up to date on traffic. And with you right now, talking on the text line at 343-0106. And can I take a second here, because I just got an email about this. The Chicago story there from Westwood One News, a six-year-old attacked by a coyote in Chicago, or as I call him, a coyote in Chicago. We say we'll maybe have time in the midday show or one of the podcasts or something to get into this. You know who, people say, well, what's up with all these urban coyotes? We have them here in our area too. You know who's at fault?
Who's that?
Dog catcher.
The dog catcher.
The dog catcher. There's your tease for the day. The dog catcher is at fault for urban coyotes.
Because they should be catching them?
Nope. I'll pay that off in a little bit, or you can hit me up on the text line and ask me why at 343-0106. Headlines today, thank goodness it's about time. Mobile Police Department rolls out rules for electric scooters, but right before somebody could do something full. Oh, yeah, they've already done things foolish on them, but we'll get into that. Also, Alabama's Attorney General Steve Marshall is opposed to an expected medical marijuana bill, plus talking about Montgomery, and one of our local reps, Chris Pringle, who's also candidate for AL1 for Congress, has filed legislation that would require public K through 12 school students to use their biological gender as it appears on their own birth certificate to determine the sporting events in which they may participate. Plus, town employees have been asked to stop shooting squirrels in XL, Alabama. We'll get into that. And I guess we got the attention of the White House, because we get a note here from the White House. We have Tony Saig from the White House. He is a chief strategy advisor for the president, joining us at 8:30 this morning. They're going to be calling in. So I don't know what we did. Maybe it was a Matt Gaetz comment or something, but the White House calling into the show at 8:30. So be tuned in for that. Plus, Football Friday on the way with Jim Nagy. And in sports,
well, Mike Leach, the Pirate, is headed to the SEC. He's joining Mississippi State. And remember, he had that great clip about Floribama, because he got his master's at the U.S. Sports Academy in Daphne. Loves the Gulf Coast and Floribama.
Smart guy, by the way.
My theory is he was trying to get, this whole time, trying to get closer to Gulf Shores.
Might be part of it. Speaking of the Floribama and Jimmy Buffett both were questions for answers on Jeopardy last night. Both of those, I think, in one category, or two different categories, but yeah, Floribama made it, and I thought that's pretty cool. Or no, it wasn't. It was mullet toss. Yeah, or either the question was Floribama or the question was mullet toss. I'm not sure. All right. In a largely party line vote, the House of Representatives passed the War Powers Resolution we were just talking about last hour. Here's Linda Kenyon from Westwood One with more.
The vote was 224 to 194 to direct the president not to expand military hostilities against Iran unless Congress specifically authorizes it or the U.S. faces an imminent armed attack. It is a concurrent resolution, says House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
We're taking this path because it does not require a statement by the a signature of the President of the United States.
But since it doesn't require the President's signature, it is non-binding. Pelosi said that misses the point.
This is a statement of the Congress of the United States, and I will not have that statement be diminished by whether the President will veto it.
It follows the U.S. drone strike last week that killed Iran's top general. In effect, it reiterates that Congress, not the president, has the authority to declare war. The chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Representative Elliot Engel, said if things flare up with Iran again, the president must be mindful of that authority.
It's not the job of Congress to give any administration its blind trust.
Michael McCaul, the ranking Republican on the House Foreign Affairs Committee, called the resolution nothing more than pure partisanship.
Democrats are incapable of giving this president credit where credit is due.
But Virginia Democrat Jerry Connolly said this is not about the killing of Iranian General Qassem Soleimani. It's about concerns that while it may appear the tensions with Iran have calmed down, they could easily flare up again.
Assassinating him has unleashed the dogs of war.
North Carolina Republican Mark Meadows said the House's war powers resolution could be very damaging all the same.
All this does is emboldens our enemies to suggest that the American people are divided.
Democrat Joaquin Castro of Texas defended the resolution.
Through reckless actions, the White House has unified the Iranian public, alienated our partners in Iraq and Europe, undermined the fight against ISIS, and left the United States more isolated.
Florida Republican Matt Gaetz was one of three congressmen who broke ranks with the GOP and with the president as he offered his support for the resolution.
Killing Soleimani was the right decision, but engaging in another forever war in the Middle East would be the wrong decision, and that's why I'm voting for this resolution.
The Senate, meanwhile, is expected to take up a similar war powers resolution, although it will be a joint resolution, so it would have the force of law. And if it passes and reaches President Trump's desk, he could veto it. After passage of the House's War Powers resolution, the White House released a statement that reads in part, "The president has the right and duty to protect this nation and our citizens from terrorism. That's what he continues to do, and the world is safer for it." Linda Kenyon, Washington.
I'll talk more about that coming up, and like I said, the senior strategy member for the president's team from the White House calling us this morning at 8:30. We'll talk more about that with them. Also coming up on Midday Mobile today, AL1's Congressman Bradley Byrne is going to join us, and we'll talk with him about the vote in the House yesterday as well. That's coming up. Plus, we'll check in with Larry Kirby at LCM, and Dr. Bill's got that weekend weather scale. It's all straight ahead.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Orange Beach police identify a man caught on camera breaking into several condos. Police say Faith Wilson has stolen more than $16,000 in cash, guns, and other personal belongings from 16 condos. He faces 38 theft and burglary charges. If you know where he is, contact Orange Beach police. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz is one of three Republicans supporting the House's vote to limit the president's ability to use military force against Iran. Gaetz says he supports the president but does not want to get involved in another war in the Middle East. The Mobile and Baldwin County Public School System announced all school events scheduled for tomorrow have been canceled. The announcement comes as the possibility of severe weather moving in late tonight through tomorrow. The Washington Post article says parts of our viewing area have the highest number of tornado warnings across the country. The article says Yarbo in Washington County has seen the highest number of warnings over the past 10 years. Meanwhile, emergency officials in Clark County are keeping an eye on the radar this weekend. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Welcome to Mobile Bay Coins.
Dave, are you here Christmas shopping? Don't you usually wait until it's a bit closer to Christmas?
Nope, I'm here for a turkey charm for my wife's bracelet and a few other things.
I'll see if one's available, or if not, I'll order you one in. But you got to tell me the story.
Well, my brother and I did a fall turkey hunt, got a couple gobblers, cleaned our birds, came back to Mobile.
Sounds like a great time. So what happened?
Well, the whole family was around the table ready to dig into a beautiful turkey dinner. After the blessing, everybody started eating when all of a sudden Aunt Nancy screams. She broke a tooth and everybody started picking pellets out of their mouth. And then I yelled at Bob for not getting all the shot out of the bird. And he jumps up from the table. I follow outside. Next thing you know, we're wrestling in the front yard. Everybody's watching. That's when the dog made his move to feast on the Thanksgiving bird.
So who are you buying charms for?
My mother-in-law. who broke her dentures, Uncle Pete and Aunt Nancy, who both cracked teeth. Both of our wives are angry that we took that fight to the front yard and then had to take the dog to the vet. So I need 4 turkey charms and 1 silver eagle for Uncle Pete.
Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry, 2204 Government Street, Mobile. Like us on Facebook or visit mobilebaycoins.com.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
LSU and Clemson prepare for the national championship game. Mike Leach is headed to coach in the SEC. And South Alabama men's basketball gets another win. It's 7:16 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In SEC football coaching news, Mississippi State has announced the hiring of Washington State head coach Mike Leach. Leach said in a statement, "I loved Washington State, but I'm excited for the next chapter in the SEC." Leach will take over for Joe Moorhead, who was fired by Mississippi State on January the 3rd after going 14-12 in 2 seasons with the Bulldogs. In 18 seasons as a head coach, Leach has taken his teams to 16 bowl games, and his teams have led the FBS in total passing yards 10 times. He went 55-47 in his 8 seasons with Washington State and took the Cougars to a school record 5 consecutive bowl games over the past 5 seasons. In college basketball, the South Alabama Jaguars men's team beat Arkansas State 75-59 at the Mitchell Center in Mobile last night. Jags senior Josh Ajayi finished with a team-high 20 points and 11 rebounds. South has won 2 games in a row, and they're now 3-1 in Sun Belt Conference play. They'll be back in action tomorrow at 4:30 as they take a trip to Little Rock, Arkansas to face the Trojans. The South Alabama women's team fell to Louisiana Lafayette 73-68. Antoinette Lewis led the Jags with 23 points and 9 rebounds, while Shaforia Kynes added 20 points and 15 rebounds. Tomorrow, the Jags are scheduled to host Louisiana Monroe at the Mitchell Center at 3 p.m. The NCAA football season will wrap up with the national championship game between number 1 LSU and number 3 Clemson on Monday night in New Orleans. Clemson's currently the underdog, with LSU favored by 6 points, but you wouldn't know it by looking at both teams' recent history. Clemson's looking to win their 30th game in a row and their 3rd national title in 4 seasons. With the game set to be played in New Orleans, the crowd should have plenty of LSU fans in attendance. Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence says that his team is preparing as if it will be a road game.
It's just hard, you know. That's in their backyard, like you said, so it's going to be mostly LSU, but it was mostly Ohio State and Arizona, too, so it's going to be similar. Definitely going to be electric and really fun.
LSU head coach Ed Orgeron is excited about the game being only 80 miles away from campus.
I like it because it's a home field advantage. I like it because we don't have to get on an airplane and go down there. I think it's going to be a tremendous night, but you know what? After the first snap, just like a fight, all that stuff don't matter. You got to execute, and Clemson's going to be a hard team to beat. We have to play our best.
Ooh-wee, I'm looking forward to this game Monday night.
Yeah, oh awesome. Yes.
And we'll talk with Jim Nagy, the executive director of the Reese's Senior Bowl, coming up at 8 o'clock. I'll ask him about this game. LSU looking to win its 4th national title and their 1st since 2007. Broadcast starts at 7 on Monday night on ESPN. 8 teams remain standing in the NFL, and each will compete in the divisional playoff round this weekend, with the winners moving on to the conference championships. Tomorrow at 3:35, San Francisco hosts Minnesota in an NFC divisional round game. The 49ers are favored by 7. At 7:15 tomorrow night, the number 1 AFC seed, Baltimore, will host the number 6 seed, Tennessee. The Ravens are 10-point favorites over the Titans. At 2:05 on Sunday afternoon, Kansas City hosts Houston. The Chiefs are favored by 10 in that AFC game. And then at 5:40 on Sunday, Green Bay hosts Seattle in the NFC. The Packers are favored by 5. It's 7:19 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
Where can you find the perfect gift for that do-it-yourselfer on your list?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money.
Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers with temperatures in the lower 70s. Tonight, showers and a few thunderstorms and windy with lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms and windy. A few of the thunderstorms may become severe with temperatures in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
The Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast home for Auburn Tigers basketball. This is Andy Burcham. Join us for the Tigers and entire SEC schedule and postseason tournaments.
Brought to you in part by T. Bachelor & Son Heating and Cooling, 639-9234, Azalea City Hand and Rehab with the hands-on approach, and the Carrot Patch. See their stunning pieces on Facebook and Instagram.
Check our website, fmtalk1065.com, for opponents and game times.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
That's right!
This is where we see the best of America.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department still there, eastbound airport near Providence Hospital. We've had light traffic, but it's starting to build as you're traveling across the Bayway, coming into the eastern shore. Highway 90 so far from Tillman's Corner, Theodore looks great, and no other accidents or delays as you're heading towards Chickasaw, Saraland. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they have the all-new 2020 RAV4 for just $249 a month for 36 months and $3299 down. Model 4430. And I'm Kane with FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
722 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on a Friday. Unsettled weather this afternoon and evening, but sounds like nothing like Saturday. Dr. Bill has a full look into the severe weather possibilities and the timeline. That's coming up around 7:35, plus your weekend weather scale, which I don't feel is going to be much of anything, but we'll get into that in just a little bit with Dr. Bill. I also saw this story, and we're going to get into a little discussion about Boeing and Airbus and then the story from Iran as well. But before we do, let's get to some local hard-hitting stories here.
Okay.
This story from Blake Brown over at WKRG, our news partners. Blake, I'll tell you this. Your story caught my attention more than any other when I opened up the WKRG website this morning. It says, viewers brought concerns to News 5 last month when the town of Excel employee was seen shooting squirrels from a town water truck. Of course, Excel up in Monroe County. Mm-hmm. He said, we reached out to Mayor Jenny Countryman at the time, who confirmed her employees have been shooting squirrels in the town over the last couple of years. She said a pellet gun is used. Countryman told News 5 her employees had shot hundreds of squirrels during that time and said a lot of residents supported the hunt. But not everyone seemed to like the idea. Some residents were concerned this was dangerous for children and others who might be in the line of sight. Then you don't shoot them. News 5 reached out to Alabama Wildlife and Freshwater Fisheries to determine what's legal and what's not. Captain Don Reeves tells us an investigation was completed this week in regards to the XL hunting, and there were a couple of questions. And by the way, that's rat killing. Furry racket. It's not hunting. There were a couple of questionable things that were concerning. He confirms the mayor has agreed for employees in XL to stop shooting squirrels in the town. That was a thing that they would do. They'd ride around, and I guess if they saw, listen, if you've had pecan trees ever in your life, you know, in a yard, I mean, it's war. It's straight up war against those furry rats.
So if the town employees are going to have to stop shooting the squirrels, are they going to contract this work out?
Watch it turn into that. Watch it be one of those silly government situations where they can't do it anymore. They got to contract it out. So just note from little news from Monroe County as we roll on through this morning. All right. A lot of talk here about this Boeing jet, not a 737 MAX, but a Boeing jet that came down on the night of the Iranian attacks against the Iraqi bases and U.S. troops. More on this story from Bob Constantini.
President Trump acknowledging intelligence community speculation that the Ukrainian airliner was downed by an Iranian anti-aircraft missile, possibly out of the belief by someone on the ground it was an American warplane. A short time earlier, Iran launched missiles toward U.S. installations in Iraq.
I have my suspicions. I don't want to say that because other people have those suspicions also. It's a tragic thing when I see that. It's a tragic thing. But somebody could have made a mistake on the other side.
Iran sent missiles into Iraq as a show of retaliation for a U.S. drone strike that killed General Qasem Soleimani a week ago. That targeted killing at the Baghdad airport has many Democrats questioning the wisdom of taking out one nation's leader in another country. House Democrat Jackie Speier of the Intelligence Committee saying the possible plane shootdown makes it even more important to question the wisdom of killing Soleimani.
If what is being projected is true, this is yet another example of collateral damage from the actions that have been taken in a provocative way by the President of the United States.
Speier and most House Democrats voted for a resolution calling on the President to consult with Congress before continuing military action against Iran. At his rally here in Ohio, President Trump lashing out at the critics who maintained he should have notified congressional leaders about the move.
Now, we got a call. We heard where he was. We knew the way he was getting there. And we had to make a decision. We didn't have time to call up Nancy.
The president told the receptive audience he had to act as Qasem Soleimani was looking to blow up a U.S. embassy somewhere. Bob Costantini with the President, Toledo.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 726, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings. You know, a side story to the discussion of Boeing and the bigger discussion going on. When Congress got those emails and text messages from members of Boeing talking about the 737 MAX, unbelievable. And at the same time, we had the announcement yesterday, increased production at Airbus here. And there's obviously some market share to be taken by Airbus, and it's good news. More jobs for our area, bigger production at the Airbus facility, and it's onward and upward.
Yeah, huge news. 275 new jobs and 7 more planes per month.
Great news. We'll talk about that more coming up in the 8 o'clock hour when we turn up your voice at 343-0106. I want you all to say hello to my buddy Larry Kirby at LCM. And Larry, I want to talk about the vehicles. I know you've got huge inventory, but tell folks about LCM if they're not familiar with y'all's company.
Well, LCM has been in business since 2002. We're fully locally owned and operated. And we just sell a lot of great vehicles at great prices and great financials.
And you know the vehicles we want. I mean, you've been doing this for a long time, and you know what people around here want. That's why people walk on your lot and go, yeah, those are the cars and trucks we're looking for.
Yeah, we get a lot of that feedback, like, well, man, I didn't know we had these many nice cars over here in this side of town. Yeah, we do. That's what we specialize in.
Y'all have got them, and y'all also specialize in getting us financed.
Absolutely. That's our key. That's our main ingredient, is because it saves the customer a lot of money. You know, we can save them on interest rate. We can save them up to thousands of dollars depending on the amount financed.
I love it. Give us directions to come check out the vehicles and this hometown lot at LCM.
Highway 90 at Plantation Road, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. Dr. Bill's on the way, waiting in the wings patiently. Get to him. We'll talk about severe weather for our area. And did you hear that stat? News 5 reported Bill Riles was this morning. They surveyed around the country for the most number of tornado warnings anywhere in the United States. Yarborough, Alabama, up in Washington County, number one. So not somewhere in North Texas, not somewhere in Kansas, somewhere Yarborough, Alabama, number one.
That's surprising. For me.
729. Check in with News 5, and then we'll be talking with Dr. Bill. Y'all stay close.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The grandmother of the man shot and killed by a Mobile County deputy says her grandson needed mental help. Bernie Wade Johnson Jr. was killed after authorities say he came at a deputy with a hammer outside the Walmart in Sims. Deputies were responding to a report of a shoplifter. His family says Johnson is paranoid schizophrenic, and they have tried to get him help for a long time before yesterday's deadly encounter. A man is in the hospital with serious injuries after crashing his motorcycle trying to avoid a deer. This comes less than a week after his sister was released from the same hospital after being hit by a car. 32-year-old Andrew Richards was airlifted to Fort Walton Beach Medical Center Thursday. State troopers say he crashed his motorcycle on Highway 90 in Crestview when a deer ran out in front of him. Ashley Richards suffered severe injuries when she was hit by a car on Okaloosa Lane in September. Troopers are still looking for the driver. Airbus will add 275 more jobs as they start building 7 A320s a month at the beginning of next year. Airbus will also invest $40 million to build a new support hangar at Brooklyn. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is kicking off the new year with a brand new store in D'Iberville, Mississippi, and an incredible deal on Liberty's USA 30. The USA 30 has a flexible interior with 40 minutes of fire protection for only $899. Right now, save $200, but hurry because quantities are limited. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, where you're not just buying a safe, but service after the sale. Why go anywhere else? I-65 and Moffett Road in Mobile, and the new location, 3663 Sangatti Boulevard in D'Iberville.
Ukraine's foreign minister says he and the Ukrainian president met with U.S. embassy officials today and obtained important data about the plane crash that killed 176 people in Iran. The foreign minister gave no details but said that the data would be processed by specialists. The Democratic-controlled House has approved a resolution asserting that President Trump must seek approval from Congress before engaging in further military action against Iran.
Just a day after President Trump signaled tensions with Iran are de-escalating, the House passed a war powers resolution. Now, the move is largely symbolic, but the House Democratic leadership says it was necessary.
Correspondent Athena Jones, MacDill Air Force Base, Tampa, Florida, was briefly put on lockdown this morning after a report of an armed suspect outside the base. The threat has apparently subsided. The base is no longer on lockdown. Before the opening bell, Dow futures are higher. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Newly released Boeing documents show company employees knew about problems with flight simulators for the now grounded 737 MAX jetliner and talked about misleading regulators. Boeing says the employee comments and emails and text messages released to Congress aren't acceptable and don't reflect the company. Boeing says the statements raise questions about Boeing's interactions with the FAA and getting the simulators qualified. The 737 MAX is still grounded after crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia. Boeing is still working to update software and other systems on the plane to convince regulators to let it fly again. A proposal to build a power line that would cross forests in rural Maine to import power for Massachusetts came a step closer to reality, but it could face another big test with voters. The utility Central Maine Power has won approval from a state regulator for a $950 million 145-mile line that would import hydropower from Quebec, but it still needs more clearances. That's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business, but you don't have to take our word for it. Take Petty Poppies, president and CEO of Consumers Energy, instead.
All of the innovation that's occurring around robotics, AI, it's happening here in Michigan. We have chemical companies, we have pharmaceutical companies, we have medical device manufacturers. Michigan is a magnet for innovators and dreamers.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Hi, Saver. Walgreens here. We like the way you save. Take coffee. You know it doesn't have to cost $4 a cup, so you make your own. And co-pays on Medicare Part D. You save up to $5 and get 100 balanced rewards points on each prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Save smartly on Med D. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Co-pay savings on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Points cannot be earned in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Complete details at walgreens.com/balance.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Now, weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And already kind of feeling that humidity and those southerly winds, and you've been talking for a week about what's coming our way tonight and tomorrow, so lay it on us.
Yeah, we've got, first of all, we've got some showers that will be developing today, well ahead of a storm system moving out of Texas. And it's going to be a very mild day today, up to 72, perhaps 73 degrees, but the wind's going to be picking up. We have a contrast between the developing system out in Texas and the big high-pressure system off the East Coast, and the result is a southeast wind today at 10 to 20 miles an hour with gusts to 30. Now, tonight, showers become more numerous as the system moves across the Mississippi River and into Mississippi, and so tonight it'll be windy. A good chance for showers and possibly a few thunderstorms, a low tonight in the upper 60s, so not much of a change from what the temperatures will be this afternoon. But the wind tonight out of the southeast at 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts over 30. Now tomorrow, the storm system will be over Mississippi, moving into Alabama in the afternoon, along with a cold front. And so tomorrow, showers and a few thunderstorms. It'll be very windy again, 15 to 25 miles an hour out of the south. As that front moves in, we can expect a few severe thunderstorms to develop across Alabama, and it can be anywhere, north, central, south. The entire state has a chance for some severe thunderstorms tomorrow. For our area, it looks like the best chance for the severe weather would be from late morning to mid-afternoon. And by mid-afternoon, that cold front will move in. We'll see some scattered thunderstorm and severe thunderstorm activity before the front arrives, and then we'll see some strong thunderstorms lined up along the cold front in the afternoon. There is a possibility of tornado activity. You have the best chance to be over central Alabama, but there is even a chance that we could see a tornado develop in southwest Alabama tomorrow. So a very rainy day, pick up quite a bit of rainfall, perhaps a couple of inches of rain between today and tomorrow. Most of the activity will be out of our area early tomorrow evening, and then we'll just see some isolated showers tomorrow night. It will turn cooler with lows in the upper 40s for Saturday night. Sunday, well, the best day of the weekend. It'll be partly cloudy. Still a few scattered showers around with a high in the upper 60s, but then the rain comes back in Sunday night. The same front that will move through tomorrow will come back on us as a warm front. And so showers for Sunday night, showers Monday and Tuesday, with temperatures on the mild side, mainly in the low to mid-70s. So we're going to start out next week with shower activity, even carrying into the middle of the week.
You're just full of good news, Dr.
Oh,
Bill.
Yes.
So tomorrow, you said mid-morning to mid-afternoon, or afternoon, that's
right.
The best chance of severe weather. You mentioned severe thunderstorms. So is that the key component? What kind of winds are we looking at from those? And are we looking at any of the chance of tornadoes?
That is a possibility. The better chance will be over central portions of Alabama, but we could see some tornado activity down in southwest Alabama and southeast Mississippi tomorrow. And preceding that weather front that will come through in the mid-afternoon hours. So we're in for a very rainy day tomorrow and very gusty winds. Those thunderstorms, when they reach severe level, you can expect wind gusts of 60 miles per hour or greater in those severe thunderstorms.
Wow. All right, Dr. Bill, with all that being said, I don't have much confidence here, but we got to do it because it's a tradition around here. Time for our semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale that lies somewhere between 1 and 2. What do you say?
Well, we've got mild temperatures for the weekend. The big problem, of course, would be severe thunderstorm activity tomorrow and still a few showers around on Sunday. So I'm going to go with a 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
4830.
I got to tell you, I thought it was going to be lower, so you're more charitable than I thought.
Yes, we have a little bit of a confidence there that Sunday we'll get some sunshine, kind of salvage the weekend.
All right, so wait around for Sunday, and we'll check back in with you for the latest on the severe weather coming up. Thank you, Dr. Bill.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, and all-around great guy, Dr. Bill Williams, exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. All right, Alec Damon's on the way. We'll find out what's cooking, plus it's a football Friday. We'll get into that. And got a note, obviously we got some attention here. The White House wants to call, got the email, and so Tony Saeg is going to join us at 8:30. He's the White House Senior Advisor for Strategy. All right, so he's going to be joining us on the show in just a little bit. 7:40, traffic is coming up next.
President Trump's top ally is Republican Bradley Byrne.
Work hard, right wrongs, fear God. Those were our values growing up here, and I've always fought for them. When Alabama's two-year colleges were full of corrupt politicians, I drained the swamp and helped put politicians of both parties in jail.
Bradley Byrne supports President Trump 97% of the time. He's Alabama's number one pro-Trump fighter.
Whether it's building the wall, banning abortion, or confronting Adam Schiff on the impeachment conspiracy to remove President Trump and undo the 2016 election, I'm a proven fighter for the president, and I will never allow the radical left to remove him from office. I'm running for Senate because I've spent my life righting wrongs, and Washington is next.
A man of God, a pro-Trump Republican, Bradley Byrne for Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
It's all about you,
Hi, Greg Halliday here. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for making 2019 such an extraordinary year for us here at Kobe Subaru. As part of 2020's resolution to be smarter with your money, I want to ask you to consider a certified pre-owned Kobe Subaru. These select vehicles have undergone a rigorous 152-point inspection, bringing them back to like-new factory standards for a worry-free purchase. Being the oldest and largest Subaru dealership on the Gulf Coast puts us in a position to offer our certified pre-owned Kobe Subarus with a 100,000-mile warranty at incredible savings to you. Stop by our location on the I-65 Service Road or visit us online at KobeSubaru.com to find out more about the Kobe difference. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
Sons Towing a Recovery Traffic Center at the Mobile Police Department on the scene of an accident on Highway 90 at Paget Switch Road, also Airport and Hillcrest. Both those are going to be without injuries. Looks like we had a disabled truck causing the eastbound lanes on I-10 slowing down on the Bayway, so be patient there. You've got tow trucks on the way. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs from small repairs to larger, more complex jobs at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106. Traffic.
Thank you, Kane. 7:42 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Shauna Dalton on the way. Alec Naiman. Oh, I saw this too, so you'll be aware. Maybe this doesn't. You don't think it's going to apply to you, but you'll be downtown and you'll be tempted by one of those electric scooters, and you need to know the rules, Dalton.
Yeah, go ahead and print them out, keep them on you.
That's
just
right.
In case.
MPD has put these rules out now after the shenanigans have taken place. You know, by the way, this is like everything. This is like government at a local level, a national level. It's like working at a place. I remember working at a company for years where like 99% of us did right, mm-hmm. but we had all these rules because there was 1% that were idiots.
Yep.
And then we all had to live under these rules because of the idiots. MPD says, here are the rules for electric scooters. Riders must be 18 years or older. Only one person allowed on the scooter at a time.
Oh, come on.
It's just like they say on ATVs, right? scooters must ride with the flow of traffic and follow traffic signals.
Now, let me ask you. Do the people on the scooters have to do the hand signals when they're turning?
And then they let go of one of the sides and then they wreck it?
That's what I'm wondering.
Said if the bike lane, it said scooters must ride with the flow of traffic, follow traffic signals, and if a bike lane is designated, it must be used. Riding on city sidewalks is prohibited.
Mm.
Riders should always yield to pedestrians. Scooters should be parked upright with the kickstand, so don't just sling them down there. Scooters should not be parked blocking building entrances or exits, crosswalks, driveways, sidewalk ramps, fire hydrants, or loading zones. And electric scooters are available daily from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. And then I guess they brick them, shut them down.
So with the scooters that should be parked upright, When we get those winds tonight and tomorrow,
would they be strong enough to knock over a scooter?
That's my question.
Solid question. And my question is, what's going to happen with the scooters during Mardi Gras? Yeah, we'll talk about that going forward. Check in with News 5 next.
Come on, kids, get in the car. Move along. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. If you're like me, you don't like wasting time. And waiting around for something like a quote on your insurance? Well, that's just the worst. The good thing is a lot of insurance companies are just a click away with your quote. But you know what? I don't click while I'm driving, especially when I have my grandchildren in the car. I like to kick it old school and actually talk to a human being. And if that human is local and recommended by a friend, even better. Well, that's Jack Green. Jack Green with eNational Insurance will go above and beyond to save you money on your personal, commercial liability, and all types of business insurance premiums. And he will get your quote on the same day.
Old school, huh?
That's right.
So how old is your school?
Mind your business. Call Jack Green with eNational Insurance, 767-6550. 767-6550.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Orange Beach police identify a man caught on camera breaking into several condos. Police say Faith Wilson has stolen more than $16,000 in cash, guns, and other personal belongings from 16 condos. He faces 38 theft and burglary charges. If you know where he is, contact Orange Beach police. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz is one of three Republicans supporting the House's vote to limit the president's ability to use military force against Iran. Gaetz says he supports the president but does not want to get involved in another war in the Middle East. The Mobile and Baldwin County Public School System announced all school events scheduled for tomorrow have been canceled. The announcement comes as the possibility of severe weather moving in late tonight through tomorrow. The Washington Post article says parts of our viewing area have the highest number of tornado warnings across the country. The article says Yarbo in Washington County has seen the highest number of warnings over the past 10 years. Meanwhile, emergency officials in Clark County are keeping an eye on the radar this weekend. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hey, coming up in 20 minutes, Football Fridays with Senior Bowl Executive Director Jim Nagy. We'll get his take on some of the new guys that have been accepting their invites to the Senior Bowl, including Jalen Hurts. Also, by the way, we have a championship game coming up Monday night, LSU and Clemson. It's 7:47 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In SEC football coaching news, Mississippi State has announced the hiring of Washington State head coach Mike Leach. He'll become the Bulldogs' next head coach. Leach said in a statement, "I loved Washington State, but I am excited for the next chapter in the SEC." Leach will take over for Joe Moorhead, who was fired by State on January 3rd after going 14-12 in two seasons with the Bulldogs. In 18 seasons as a head coach, Leach has taken his teams to 16 bowl games, and his teams have led the FBS in total passing yards 10 times. He went 55-47 in his eight seasons with Washington State and took the Cougars to a school record five consecutive bowl games over the past five seasons. In college basketball, the South Alabama Jaguars men's team beat Arkansas State last night 75-59 at the Mitchell Center. Jags senior Josh Ajayi finished with a team-high 20 points and 11 rebounds. South has won two games in a row, and they're now 3-1 in Sun Belt Conference play. They'll be back in action tomorrow at 4:30 as they take a trip to Little Rock, Arkansas to face the Trojans. The South Alabama women's team fell to Louisiana Lafayette 73-68. Antoinette Lewis led the Jags with 23 points and 9 rebounds. Tomorrow, South scheduled to host Louisiana Monroe at the Mitchell Center at 3 p.m. The NCAA football season will wrap up with the national championship game between number 1 LSU and number 3 Clemson on Monday night in New Orleans. Clemson's currently the underdog, with LSU favored by 6 points, but you wouldn't know it by looking at both teams' recent history. Clemson's looking to win their 30th game in a row and their third national title in four seasons. With the game set to be played in New Orleans, the crowd should have plenty of LSU fans in attendance. Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence says that his team is preparing as if it will be a road game.
It's just hard, you know. That's in their backyard, like you said. So it's going to be mostly LSU, but it was mostly Ohio State and Arizona, too. So it's going to be similar. Definitely going to be electric and really fun.
LSU head coach and the king of Louisiana right now, Ed Orgeron, is excited about the game, being only 80 miles away from campus.
I like it because it's a home field advantage. I like it because we don't have to get on an airplane and go down there. I think it's going to be a tremendous night, but you know what? After the first snap, just like a fight, all that stuff don't matter. You got to execute, and Clemson's going to be a hard team to beat. We have to play our best.
LSU looking to win its fourth national title and first since 2007. The broadcast starts at 7 o'clock on Monday night on ESPN. Eight teams remain standing in the NFL, and each will compete in the divisional playoff round this weekend, with the winners moving on to conference championships. Tomorrow at 3:35, San Francisco hosts Minnesota in an NFC divisional round game. The 49ers are favored by 7. At 7:15 tomorrow night, the number one AFC seed Baltimore will host number 6 seed Tennessee. The Ravens are 10-point favorites over the Titans. At 2:05 Sunday afternoon, Kansas City hosts Houston. The Chiefs are favored by 10 in that AFC game. And then at 5:40 on Sunday, Green Bay hosts Seattle in the NFC. The Packers are favored by 5. It's 10 minutes until 8, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, wrapping up the accident at Highway 90 and Paget Switch Road, also the one at Airport and Hillcrest. State Troopers Highway 43 northbound at Creole, they're around the 15-mile marker, and we still got slow traffic eastbound on the Bayway as they're working a disabled truck. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2020 Corolla with 0.9% financing for up to 60 months. See their inventory at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers with temperatures in the lower 70s. Tonight, showers and a few thunderstorms and windy with lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms and windy. A few of the thunderstorms may become severe with temperatures in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
The Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Who all want to rock the float this year for Mardi Gras? Say yeah!
Rock the float is back in a new location with bigger selection and better prices. Get all your throws in one place. Beads, moon pies, glow sticks, balls, plush trinkets, and more. Don't miss out on our newest item, the Crichton Leprechaun, that'll have everyone asking,
"Where them throws at?"
And rock the float on Airport Boulevard behind Raisin Cane's. Check out our Facebook for weekly specials.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast home for Auburn Tigers basketball. This is Andy Burcham. Join us for the Tigers' entire SEC schedule and postseason tournaments.
Brought to you in part by your CBD store of West Mobile with the highest quality natural CBD products. Robertsdale Power Equipment, Highway 59 next to Billy Jack's Grill and Bar, and D&K Suit Discounters, your wedding headquarters on the Beltline.
Check our website, fmtalk1065.com, for opponents and game times.
All right, 7:53 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Coming up next hour, football talk and Senior Bowl talk. You got that little game coming up Monday night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just the national championship, that's all.
I got that game. And then, of course, the seniors coming to town with the Senior Bowl. We'll get into that here in just a little bit. Hey, the holidays are over. It's a brand new year. And if you're thinking about the high interest credit cards you used over the holidays and the bills that'll be coming, here's an idea to help ease your mind. You can pay off your credit card balances and save with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. LightStream's credit card consolidation loans have rates as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. Compare that to the national average interest rate of over 20% APR. Plus, you're going to love this. No fees to do this. No application fee, no origination fee, no transaction fee, no prepayment penalties, none of that stuff. And the application is so quick and easy, you can do it right from your phone. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. And just for y'all, you can apply now and get a special interest rate discount. The only way to get that discount is to go to LightStream.com/Sullivan. Their website, LIGHT STREAM.com/Sullivan, SULLIVAN. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com/Sullivan for more information. All right, it is that time of the week. We find out what's cooking, and I hope we can find out something that we can cook inside. Our buddy Alec Naiman from Naiman's Catering joins us now. Hey, Alec.
Hey, good morning, guys. I know I'm watching the weather, too, because I got all outdoor cooking this weekend.
Uh-oh. Well, you got some tents? You're going to need a kind of something over your head, a lid.
Yeah, that or just some what do you call them, them things you go out and wade in the water in so you can fly fish.
Waiters. Yeah, we'll get you. I've got some. Come by the house. I'll hook you up with some. And I got to get a picture of you and a set of my waiters. That'll be good. So what are we cooking this week?
Well, I thought we'd go fishing. I got a little grilled snapper I wanted to talk about. That's a little twist to this. I like to make it, where I do a little strawberry avocado salsa. Now, I should call it my jalapeno strawberry avocado salsa, because that's the key to this thing is I get me some fresh jalapenos, and, of course, I cut them, and I de-seed them, and I chop them up really, really fine. And I get me some strawberries, and I chop them up. I get me some red onions, and I chop them up. I get some cilantro, and I chop it up. I'm doing a whole lot of chopping.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get some lime juice and a little sugar, a little salt, pepper. I dice up some avocados. Anyhow, I mix all that together and make me a little salsa. In the meantime, I get my snapper out, and I leave the skin on one side of it, I salt and pepper it up, and then I grill it with the skin side down. I don't grill it too high because I'm not going to flip it. See, I'm just set it on the grill. I'm going to shut the lid. I'm going to let the fish cook all the way through. And then I take it, and when I take it off the grill, I flip it over on the platter, and I peel the skin off the top, and I come back, and I serve it up, and I put my little jalapeno strawberry avocado salsa over the top of it. It's pretty good stuff, okay?
Yeah, I got to tell you. It sounds pretty fantastic. I guess that recipe, whether they had a piece of snapper or had some speckled trout or a scamp or anything, it would go good on top of it.
Oh, it goes good on any of it. I mean, you can do it over chicken. It goes good with chicken. I just happen to pick fish because I felt like going fishing,
I hear you. All right. Even better would have you and the team cooking that for us, or any of the hundreds of recipes y'all do. So let's talk about that. Somebody getting a party booked, maybe some tailgate action. How do they do that?
Well, we've got a little tailgating probably going on, I guess. Going to have a big game on Monday night. But we're getting ready for Senior Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
We're gearing up for Mardi Gras. We are planning Valentine's. I've used this month to kind of get my spring organized and all the activities going. We got JAG baseball starting up on Valentine's Day, February the 14th. So there's a lot going on. I even have a little belated Christmas party for a company tonight. We're supposed to be grilling steaks and frying shrimp, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, if it's going to rain, I don't know what we're going to do. But anyhow, we're not worried about that. I tell you, if you want something for Monday or you need something for the next couple of weeks or anything, anytime, you just call us at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at namanscatering.com and give us a like on Facebook because we like that kind of stuff. Senior Bowl's got a great players coming in. It's going to be a great game, and I'm looking forward to Senior Bowl. I got to tell you that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to your cooking at Senior Bowl. As always, we appreciate you checking in with us, Alec. Have a great weekend.
Man, you have a great one too, buddy. God bless y'all, and go swimming.
There he is, Alec Naiman. And what's cooking? Do it every Friday right here on Mobile Mornings. Also, speaking of Senior Bowl, Executive Director Jim Nagy joining us in a few. Plus, the White House is calling at 8:30. We'll find out more about that. What did we do? How did we get up?
It was you. It wasn't me.
It's probably you. More you than me. All right. Be right back. News is next.